You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 9th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Washington Second Chance Policy Push. A new era of justice, the state of Washington recently launched a massive effort to overhaul the justice system. Community leaders and activists are demanding sweeping changes today. They want to transform opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Historically, society relied heavily on localized charity to help returning citizens. Now the goal focuses on establishing formal state policy. The initiative focuses on expanding housing access immediately. Furthermore, new laws aim to strengthen hiring practices across the state. These progressive changes seek to combat the harsh impacts of institutionalization. The current system has disproportionately harmed Black and Brown communities for decades. Activist organizations demand bold actions from government officials. The transition moves away from temporary aid toward permanent legal mandates. Advocates understand that charitable shelters cannot fix a systemic crisis. Consequently, the state has entered a new national policy framework. This comprehensive framework requires complete government cooperation. Officials intend to dismantle the barriers of permanent social exclusion. Giving people a true second chance creates safer communities. This powerful movement represents a vital turning point in civil rights. Washington State relied on punitive systems for a very long time. The Washington State Reform School opened in 1891 in the city of Chehalis. This early facility provided basic trade training to vulnerable youth. However, the institution functioned as a harsh system for nearly a century. Juvenile justice remained highly discretionary and deeply flawed throughout this period. The Juvenile Justice Act of 1977 finally changed the sentencing standards. This legislation started to move the state away from old Victorian labels. The state officially stopped categorizing troubled youth as entirely incorrigible. The public narrative began to shift significantly in recent decades. The severe consequences of harsh policies devastated countless families. Activists recognized a clear connection between early justice models and modern struggles. Therefore, they demanded systemic change at the highest legislative level. This ongoing movement directly mirrors the long battle of African American labor demanding economic inclusion. Modern policies must actively break down permanent exclusion barriers. The current Second Chance policy push represents a unified state strategy. It intends to dismantle the massive systemic obstacles faced by formerly incarcerated people. The data reveals a stark and troubling reality today. Over 1 million adults in Washington carry a criminal record. That massive number represents roughly 1 in 5 state residents. Black residents face incarceration at a rate over 4 times higher than white residents. Native American individuals experience similarly disproportionate rates of imprisonment. This glaring racial gap highlights severe flaws within the legal framework. Systemic inequities cause this massive and persistent racial disparity. Historical overpolicing in Black neighborhoods leads to more initial arrests. Furthermore, extreme disparities in sentencing keep individuals locked up for longer periods. The Washington State Racial Justice Consortium found that Black individuals frequently receive harsher sentencing enhancements compared to white individuals. The severe lack of community resources leaves incarceration as the default response to social challenges. A new approach prioritizing restorative justice is absolutely essential for the future. Lawmakers are finally recognizing that the system requires total reform. Beyond the prison walls, legal debts create incredibly lasting barriers. The legal financial obligations imposed by courts average more than $1,000 per person. These steep debts accumulate high interest rates very quickly. People returning from prison often cannot afford basic living expenses. Earning a minimum wage makes rapid debt repayment nearly impossible. An unpaid debt frequently leads directly back to a jail cell. The system essentially criminalizes poverty on a massive scale. This destructive dynamic serves as a historical echo of systemic economic extraction. Communities of color bear the heaviest burden of these financial penalties. The cycle of debt disrupts the history of the Black family by removing parents from the home. Reentry initiatives aim to dismantle these specific economic traps immediately. Washington policy leaders now focus on removing driver license reinstatement fees entirely. Eliminating these financial barriers provides true economic relief to marginalized communities. It gives returning citizens a genuine opportunity to achieve stability. Returning citizens face enormous hurdles when seeking a safe place to live. Formerly incarcerated individuals experience homelessness at a rate 10 times higher than the general public. Historically, religious organizations and nonprofits handled reentry housing entirely. Charities like the Low Income Housing Institute did their absolute best to provide emergency shelter. Now the state treats housing as a structural obligation. The Bold Reentry 2030 initiative aims for zero returns to homelessness. Washington implemented direct housing support through the Department of Corrections. Reentry navigators help connect individuals directly to housing vouchers. However, the state provides a monthly voucher of only $700. Average rent prices far exceed this exact amount across the state. Rent in populous King County easily triples the voucher value. Workers often struggle to bridge this massive financial gap alone. Because of this issue, long waitlists for subsidized housing persist for years. Despite the severe challenges, formalizing state housing assistance represents a huge step forward. Securing a decent job remains a massive barrier for returning citizens. Background checks often immediately disqualify capable and willing applicants. In response, activists launched the national campaign to ban the box. Seattle adopted early hiring protections back in 2013 to combat this issue. Washington followed closely with the Fair Chance Act in 2018. This pivotal law stopped employers from asking about criminal histories on initial applications. It allowed people to present their actual skills first. The struggle for fair and equitable employment continues today. A major expansion of the Fair Chance Act takes effect in 2026. This new rule prevents background checks until an employer extends a conditional offer. The upcoming expansion provides the strongest hiring protection in state history. Advocates argue that applicants deserve a fair assessment of their skills unconditionally. Over 80% of human resources leaders state that second chance hires perform exceptionally well. Providing a fair chance boosts both the local economy and the community. Washington formally committed to massive national changes in 2024. The state became the sixth member to join the Reentry 2030 initiative. This program demands bold, public and transparent goals for state governments. Governor Jay Inslee signed Executive Order 24-03 to cement this critical commitment. The order unites nine different state agencies to work collaboratively. They will coordinate to eliminate severe barriers for formerly incarcerated people. These agencies aim to treat reentry as a core function of the government. Bureaucracy often traps individuals in an endless loop of frustration. Returning citizens struggle to obtain valid identification or necessary professional licenses. The coordinated agencies will focus on streamlining these essential services immediately. Departments of Corrections, Health, and Licensing will finally work together in harmony. They will focus on individual assessments before a person even leaves prison. Early intervention helps individuals secure food assistance immediately upon release. This level of coordination moves reentry out of the shadows. True restorative justice focuses heavily on healing and skill development. It aims to repair harm through community collaboration and structured support. Traditional punitive models consistently fail to provide long-term solutions. Community leaders currently push for youth trades training as a strong alternative. Organizations like the Brown and Black Foundation lead the charge boldly. They focus on teaching welding, fabrication, and design to young Black individuals. These programs launch new careers in the rapidly growing construction sector. These technical programs provide high-value skills in rapidly growing industries. Apprenticeships connect individuals directly to sustainable family wage careers. A family wage job provides enough income for basic needs and emergency savings. These high-paying roles offer essential health care and rapid upward mobility. Black workers have historically faced exclusion from high-paying union apprenticeships. Focusing on skilled trades directly addresses the massive racial wealth gap. Programs ensure that Black youth can actively design and rebuild their own communities. Creating alternative justice pathways requires profound courage and significant funding. Activists spent years fighting against massive youth detention facilities. The movement against new youth jails forced significant policy changes in Seattle. Advocates demanded community investments instead of building more prison cells. These specific efforts changed the public conversation around youth justice entirely. King County officials previously pledged to close the youth jail entirely by 2025. This promise represented a huge victory for grassroots organizers. Political division still threatens this vital progress today. Rising crime narratives complicate the powerful push for total facility closure. However, organizations born from these movements provide essential community mentorship. Restorative justice programs receive direct county funding to operate today. These initiatives offer powerful alternatives to secure confinement facilities. Supporting community-led programs breaks the persistent cycle of harsh punishment. This modern approach effectively challenges the era of mass incarceration. Communities naturally flourish when they receive financial investment rather than heavy surveillance. A crucial element of the new policy push involves changing who makes decisions. State leaders finally recognize the enormous value of lived experience. Individuals who survive the justice system possess deep, practical insight. Their firsthand knowledge is rightfully treated as valid and essential expertise. Lawmakers actively invite these individuals to serve on task forces. They help identify critical blind spots in proposed legislation. Experts who know the struggle can point out exactly which barriers to remove. This shift represents a major departure from damaging past practices. Previously, politicians made decisions without consulting the most impacted communities. The new approach centers the powerful voices of those closest to the problem. It brings political power back to historically marginalized neighborhoods. A comprehensive second chance policy must reflect real daily needs. Empowering directly impacted individuals ensures that legal reforms actually work. It builds a lasting system rooted in genuine restorative justice and community strength. Copyright African Elements.